We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the conditions of Borer. In order for something to be called Borer, so we need the following conditions. Number one, Sheyiyu lefanav bet minim. There have to be two types here. Avak sheyesh lefanav rak min echad, afilu chaticha gdola vektana, mutar livro b'chol open sherotzim. If you have one type, you're eating cake, and you want to take the bigger piece or the smaller piece. It doesn't really matter how you do that, right? If you're if there's meat in the and you're going to take a bigger piece or a smaller piece, it doesn't matter if you move away the pieces you don't want or take the pieces you do want. If it's all one thing, he says that's okay. Number two, shiyu aminim munachim bi'irbu. The pieces have to be mixed together. And that is the whole idea of borer, is that you have a mixture and you're taking it out of a mixture. But if you have on two sides of the plate, you have the pickles here and the cucumbers there, that's not borer. They've been separated already. Number three, shiyenikra al brerato maase borer, that his action should be called borer. והיינו שגם כאן, כמו בכל המלאכות, להיותך ללא השם מעשה המלאכה, צריכים שני תנאים. Over here, as with other tasks, you need two conditions. Number one, שנעשה תכלית המלאכה, you need to achieve the purpose of the task, separating two items. Number two, שתתקיים בו צורת המלאכה. You have to do it in the manner that constitutes that task. Now we're going to explain. להיות עובר על המלאכה, צריך להביא על ידי מעשהו אותו תכלית עצמו שיש שם So borer is achieving a certain ends, right? By doing borer, I'm going to discern between two types. V'ainu al yedei brirato yiyi achar ken ha'ochel metukan liyot ra'uy la'achila. So we said, what are you trying to achieve when you do borer? You're trying to get the food ready for consumption. So you want to eat, let's say, the pickles. You're taking them out to eat them. ועוד שצריכים שיעשה אותו באופן שנעשית בעל ממלכת בורר. Now the second thing is, we say with every task, you have to do it the way it's normally done in the world. Meaning, in order for a task to be biblically prohibited, there's a norm, there's a way in which it's done. And when you don't do it that way, it's not biblical. מיינו שמפרידים בין האוכל ובין הפסולת. And that is that you're actually separating the food from the waste. אבל אם אין מפרידים ממש בין האוכל לפסולת, but let's say you're not really separating between the food and the waste. For example, you're going to eat this now and that in a minute. Within the same food, you're separating things. So then, even though you might say, yeah, but I want to eat the bigger pickles now and the smaller pickles in a minute, etc. But it's all within one type. We're going to see more details about this, that the task of borer has to be done in the way in which it's ordinarily done. He's just giving us an overview now. In a few sessions, we'll get to the details. Now, what gets tricky is, when is it called two species? Can I take out milk from the fridge? Is that mixed in with other things? What about... We discussed the example of a sweater among sweaters, or if your kid's socks are mixed together, a sock among socks. When does it become borer or not? So that's the next subject. The next thing, we're going to discuss that for a while. Okay, so maybe that we'll discuss in detail next class.